and hang in there and fight every play. Go vertical, guys. Go vertical. Hey, let's be physical. Let's be.
How would you say the Mike Tice plan is working?
It's starting to come to fruition. I thought our last outing in Jacksonville, you saw more of what we want to be like and what we see ourselves like. Quarterback managing the line of scrimmage, getting us in and out of good plays and bad plays, if you will, and getting that running game going, that strong running game, being able to take shots down the field if they single cover us and press us at the line of scrimmage, they should pay for that.
Take us into the mind of a play caller. Just how many decisions need to be made on any given second during the course of a game?
Well, some of it is you got to set stuff up. Maybe not the goal to have like a touchdown on that particular play, but to probe, to see what they're doing, and then to be able to go to, say, a play action off a certain run, or to go to a keeper off a certain run, or to set yourself up a shot down the field and see, okay, what are they going to be in? And the communication on the headphones, okay, what did they give us to this? And then we can take notes, and then you can get back to that and set it up, if you will. So some of it's that. You know, at the same time, you know, managing third downs and making sure that we can make third downs at a high percentage so we can continue those drives, the physicality that I'm looking for, not only in the run game, but in the pocket. You know, knocking guys around in protection.
Well, that's old school, just like that right there, off to your left.
Yeah.
Old school Bears, right?
It's old school Bears.
That's what you love.
It's the only way I know how to do it. You know, I wasn't very talented when I played, but I certainly would get after people.
And
that's what we're looking for.
You had 11 touchdowns as a player.
Oh, yeah. 50 years it took to get 11 touchdowns.
Do you realize that you have been involved with football for 35, 36 years? Not mentioning high school, let alone. So it means something to Mike Tice, doesn't it?
Well, I love football, and I have one hole in my chest, and that's I've been in this league for over 30 years, and I don't have a Super Bowl trophy, a Super Bowl ring, and who knows what Mike Tice will do if we win the Super Bowl this year. You know, 88 and out the gate. See you later. You know, alligator. I'm going to home and smoke cigars.
Cutler with time. Cutler now going over the middle. That one is intercepted.
You got to see the urgency.
Cutler stands in the pocket now. Has to leave the pocket. He rolls right into more trouble. And down he goes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that Green Bay game, I don't even want to bring it up because I don't even want you to bring it up.
That is what it is.
But you keep bringing it up. You keep making reference to it. It must be gnawing at you.
Yeah, it really bothers me.
Why?
Well, I made some mistakes, and I'm angry at myself because I altered the plan. I didn't stick with the plan. You work all week to put the plan in, and then when you wander off that plan very quickly in a game, things happen like happened in Green Bay.
Well, it's fun. 36 years in the business. Lessons are still learned, right?
Still learned every week.
I say Jay Cutler, you say?
Very smart, very competitive, can make all the throws, cannon arm.
That relationship is so under focused. I mean, is it even shocking you at this point, really? There's things he has to stay within the confines of what you want him to do, but you still got to let that horse ride, don't you?
I like the brashness about him. I like the fact that, you know, when things aren't going right, he's going to voice his opinion. Doesn't mean he's always right. But I like that part of Jay Cutler. I like working with Jay Cutler. And, you know, I'm anxious to see him and ride our receivers and our backs and that offensive line to the Super Bowl.